Raidieraksts drošinātājs. Hello, Kristīna.
Hello, Davis.
Tell me about yourself. What should we know?
I'm Kristīna Lulchenko. I'm theater and film director. I'm from Crimea. Yeah, I'm from Sevastopol. And when in 2014 the war began, I moved to around Kyiv. And yeah, and after that, after Donbass began, I continued to do my documentary films. And at the same time with my colleagues, we was like volunteers in Donbass territories. And I think from 2014 till 2016, we was volunteer at like art therapy practices there in war areas. That's how everything like began for me, I mean, from this point of view.
So let's talk about the project Moi Lyakovi Istorii. Did I say it correctly?
Yeah.
How it's in Ukrainian?
Moi Lyakovi Istorii. Or my puppet stories.
Toys are integral part of any childhood. But how can you help children to recover from various psychological traumas using puppets? Which is about your project, right?
Yeah, it is. Like, as before, we work it with art therapy, with different types of art therapy, with drama therapy, with phototherapy. We implemented projects for children and for teenagers from war area. And like when into like 2 years ago it began. And of course, after our first, when we settled down a bit, our mind and emotions, we with colleagues, we thought what we can do. And we decided that the best way we can do is the puppet. Yeah, and through the puppet and through the game. And that's how it happened, because my first education is puppet theater, and also we had friends and colleagues who are puppet actors and puppet directors, and we thought, oh yeah, this is the easiest way to children to play, to open just their emotions. That's how puppets came into this practice, art therapy practice.
Is it something like classes? I understand that's on weekends and for 2 months. What is happening there when children arrive?
This project, it is happening in 3 different places. And it is happening in Kyiv, in Kharkiv, and in Bray, in Ireland. And we have 2 groups of children. It's and in every place, in every town, it's different, in every city, because somewhere more teenagers, like in Kharkiv city, or like in here in Ireland, where I'm creating the course, there are like more small children, is like from 6 till 8. In Kyiv, it's 2 groups of children. It's from 6 till 8 and from 9 till 15, from 10 till 15, yeah, something like that. This course we created with our 3 parts, because in Kharkiv, this is academic puppet theater. In Kyiv, there are like our colleagues, professional musicians and professional puppet directors and actors. And we also involved puppet therapy expert from Germany, and she gave us as much more from psychological way. And that's why we based this course. Every lesson is different. For example, on one lesson, we make masks and we are working with our bad emotions. We are with children and like with scary monsters, and what are they and what they want to kill, what they want to like eat, or what they want to, yeah, like how monsters doing. And another lesson is about, for example, we are making puppet from treats, and it is also like touching the material and connecting with the colors and connecting with material and connecting with the character and connecting with the mood of the character. And that's why we choose like the puppet, because puppet giving you a way to separate you and your character, and you can put in the character can cry and you can't cry. The character can kill and you can't kill. Or because it's children and they have, of course, a lot of different, like it's mix of emotions, what is happening around us. And we can see, like, I am as adult, I can see through their puppets or through the stories of the puppets, what their puppets doing, like many like covers and many unconsciousness things. And also, yeah, we have, we also working with music therapy. We involving classes with music therapy because through music, they can easily open, they can easily connect. Also, we have classes, like we have mostly two months of classes. And yeah, every class is different. On one class, we are doing like planets, for example, and they create their own planets and with the characters who are living on this planet, what's the mood of this planet, or does this planet connect with another planet and she or he or doesn't want to be separate in this universe. Yeah, it's our games looks like that. All our classes there are based on the games. We are talking, mostly children coming and talking what happened. We also have every weekly communication with all curators from every city, and the girls from like our teachers, curators from Kharkiv. They said, "Oh yeah, we made one more jokes about missiles that came yesterday." Or of course, we all are human, and for example, like girls now in Kharkiv and heart missiles happened there, and they said, it was very sad for me. And before class, I even as teacher, I didn't know, like I had very sad like mood because many children were like killed there. And she said, it's involving me because, and at the same time, we have psychologists and like after classes. I mean, like it's therapy, not only for children, because we are also as curators, we are also humans. And yeah, we can control situation, but we can't, like, we are also are here and between this.
What is the role of curators of this project?
When small, like a group of small age children, sometimes, yeah, we feel like we need to be a teacher for them, you know, like a kindergarten teacher or like school teacher. But at the same time, we are doing games and we are not teachers, we are mostly like curators. We are saying, you can do this, look how it looks, what do you think about that, or let's do this. And they said, no, I don't want this, I want to sit under the table. I said, okay, you can sit under the table. You know, and few children who sit under the table, they needed just this time to be adapted and to be communicated. And after, on the second class or third class, they already come out and they talk, and our lessons mostly happening through the games. And I mean, like, we are not curators or teachers. We are at the same age with them, and we are talking with them like openly and with the trust. Yeah. And with their, we always ask, okay, what do you need? Okay. What do you feel? Okay. What do you think about that?
What do you want to achieve with these classes?
I think the goal of this project is to go and to see children's, like, that they can, I think, arrange their emotions, that they can arrange their fears, that it's okay to feel sad. Because sometimes children begin to cry during the lesson, yeah, and like, because we touched some topic that is very, like, painful. I am not a psychologist, but we are listening, we are talking, but we don't go there deep. And it's okay to have these emotions, but what you can do with these emotions. For children, it's easier to make this through game, to separate like your feelings from feelings of character. And for example, when our characters like monsters, yeah, they're like running and like killing the world around, and after we just separate and say, okay, it was masks, it was them, and now you, what do you feel? Not they. And it's sometimes it's hard for them to separate, you know, themselves from the characters. But after, yeah, slowly, they just separate and they say, yeah, what this like bad character is, what is good thing in this bad character? Of course, we are not going to change their point of view. We just giving them way to play, first of all. And to, we understand that every like child, and not only Ukrainian child, every child needs love. But because of this situation, I think Ukrainian children needs a bit more attention and a bit more love. And of course, we are just, because of this, they're because of the game.
What's the process of organizing these classes?
In Kyiv and in Kharkiv, as I said before, it's displaced, like for children who displaced because of the war. There are many social organizations who are helping displaced people. And through these groups, we just share the information. We involved children and we had many letters from mothers. We are not displaced, but we also want to come. Maybe we very like our child, like puppet theater. We just very want to join. And of course, yeah, we can close our doors because you are displaced or you're in Ukraine. I mean, now your parents are military or they're volunteering or no matter what, or they're just, you know, simple people, but everybody already like touching the war and everybody is living there.
How big is the group of the children you can handle at one time?
Maximum, we set to ourselves 10 children, but for example, it's coming more, like sometimes it's 12.
Is there a demand for more classes like this? I understand that the 2 month period is going to end soon. What are your plans for the future?
I go to Ukraine for next week and we will see. We will discuss with our group what we are going to do. But yeah, of course, we are going to do more projects like that. But we did this project in support with because we just applied for the grant from it's from organization ZUSA and Incheo Svita. This project implementing because of support of this initiative. We are looking for more. We are going to like after this experience, we have ideas how to change it, how to involve more children because more children want to like need this and. Yeah, we'll see.
I understand that the very first time you tried this project was in Bucha.
Yeah.
Was that the time, the experience that you understood, yes, this is something that needs to be done and it's effective?
Yeah, it was effective. And as our curators, it was 4 curators there like for this puppet therapy course. And we also like, it happened in August 2022, already after like 5 months after invasion. And people also continued to live their lives. And parents were very happy because like the children are playing the games. And my colleague, Ksenia Vasilieva, she gave me a call and she said, Christina, I was in Bucha, like before we did this project, she said, I was in Bucha and I have seen these children, they're playing just, you know, on the small playground, like just near their houses. They need place and they need, she said, I feel we need to do something for them there because they need games. They need to connect. We need also to connect with them. And yeah, that's how it happened. And it was also about 10, 15 children there and it was course and we didn't choose the age. It was between 7 and 15 and they were all together and it was great experience and great classes. And they also opened, they made mostly like games and stories about their characters. But yeah, and those children also, you know, like in Bucha, some of them like moved somewhere and after children back to Ukraine again. And some of them was there. We didn't ask, of course, we can't ask clearly, you know, about this, the things that happened there. But yeah, it was under like second line in our sphere, in our area of the games.
And what do you see? What are the problems children talk about through these games or plays? What are those most common emotions? What do you see as an adult supervising this process?
Every like week we have like big long call our 3 curators and psychologists and we discuss like what happened on every lesson and what does it mean, what we can improve or how we can work on this. And of course, children in Ukraine and children, for example, as refugee children here, they're different. I can say about children, refugee children who are here, of course, they miss of their home, the main thing. They miss of their parents, they miss about their friends, they miss about their relatives. And also, like, for example, children here, they're in situation because parents don't know they will come back to Ukraine when they come back? And children also, will they lose these friends now, or they will be with them and they can't trust, you know, even to friendship. They want to trust, but, you know, because they was in one place, after in second place, is refugee in third place. And that's why, of course, they miss a lot about home. And because mostly children here, it's with mothers or with grandmothers. And of course, they miss about fathers. Very many things are unconsciousness and, for example, aggressive things. And we understand that this aggressiveness or this coming not from, there is something more under this. And after slowly, what is it coming? We don't ask, where are you from, or what is it coming from? We don't go to this way because we don't have, I think, right to like, because I'm not psychologist to do this, you know, so deep therapy. We are doing this through game. And through game, for example, they can, like, aggressive guy, he found as a great actor, and he absolutely great, can involve his, I think it's many ingredients of, it's not only aggressive. I mean, he can involve into this type of playing, yeah, the game, or yeah, like the character, the theater, or... Yeah.
But what do you hear from your colleagues who are doing these classes in Ukraine? What emotions are there? Of course, in Ireland, they are in safety, right? But they are lacking the home. In Ukraine, the safety is not there.
Of course, sometimes mostly like classes, they're happening in shelter. I think first few classes in Kyiv, because it was missile attack, but children came and they said, okay, we will go to shelter. And they did classes in shelter. In Kyiv and Kharkiv, we choose auditory of children. It's displaced people from war areas. And it's like a bit later, we add children of whose parents are militaries. And of course, these problems are, they also aggressive. Also, some children are inside of themselves and they're very closed. And because if it's displaced children, the audience is also and new for them. And they also don't know how to behave and what is right, what is wrong. And in Kharkiv, they're sad, but they're more, to be honest, yeah, as I can see, they're more easier, they can more easier to talk about these things, I think so, and to implement them into their games.
The big war, the big invasion, has been going for more than 2 years now. In more than 2 years, there are two different type of Ukrainians, those who stayed, those who left. Maybe you can see from your on yourself, on your colleagues who are in Ukraine, have you become a little different, or the way you see the world, the way you see the war, emotionally maybe, just because of the circumstances you are in? And definitely this is also a question about Ukrainian children. Is there a possibility that when the war stops, when Ukraine wins, when you can go home, that your worldview might be shifted and different from each other in some way?
Yes, you're absolutely right, because that's why we did this project with two different groups, and groups of displaced children who are in Ukraine and groups who are like refugees in another country. And that's why we decided to do this between two, just to hear each other, even for us curators. I try to come back to Ukraine as much as possible, but of course, everybody wants to come back home. We can't, like, who are abroad right now. But at the same time, everybody has different ways. Yeah, very often people who are abroad, they have this provina, this feeling of guilty. Yeah, we feel guilty that we are not there. And of course, we donate, and it's maximum or like what you can do. But at the same time, like we make, people around me, they always make donations for, you know, for militaries, for not only to support their families and relatives who are in Ukraine. And at the same time, we did this project to hear each other. For us as adults, and also for children. At the end of the project, we are now preparing to do postcards and to send them, like, because children here and there, and to send them not to each other, but to friends who are there, of course, they don't know, like, the children who are in this project in Kyiv and in Kharkiv. And this is how we just create to make these bridges between each others. Because, of course, it's divided, even Ukrainians, between each other.
I imagine if you have a six-year-old who has been living in Ireland for the past 2 years, third of his or her life, he has lived in Ireland. Mm-hmm. Do you see that some kids don't feel as Ukrainian as you would expect? I mean, do they understand what are you talking about, or their parents, what are they talking about, that there is war in your country, but maybe their, like, only memories are from Ireland?
Of course, no. Of course, they're talking only about Ukraine. Of course, they're talking only about their home, because they're living in such kind of, you know, camps mostly still, yeah, where Ukrainians are living together. Their world mostly with Ukrainian children and, like, with their parents, and they're speaking Ukrainian language. And, yeah, we also did, for example, for here, we involving one teacher, she did like game, Irish teacher, she play like sport games with them. And I have seen, yeah, they understand her, but they talk with each other in Ukrainian, and they talk with each other. I mean, like, it's, I understand your question very clearly. And many Ukrainians who are now in Ukraine afraid about this also, but I don't think so. It's maybe a very less percent will stay, and because parents will stay, but we it's something, not our desire, you know, to come to abroad and to be here. It's a bit different situation when children, you know, after Soviet Union, everybody go, like, we all, like, was mixed, and we all changed the place, our parents, yeah, for work or for better life. But it's a bit, also, it's, we are very, very thankful to European Union, to European countries, that we can be here and a bit, like, breath, and to see from outside, and to see the ways how we can help more from outside. And I don't think that they will be like, I mean, like, Irish children or Irish behavior, maybe a bit later, who knows.
What happens to the kid after your 2 months of your classes? Do they go out a little different than they came in?
Yeah, we can see already the changes that are happening in them. We already see, like, how they're becoming more communicative with each other, how they're, like, for example, one child I can see here, he couldn't even paint, you know, one circle in the beginning. And after, for the last class, for example, he can do anything. He just paint 10, 11, like, different pictures, and he can't stop to paint, because and we are just giving them a way to create, way to just to show through the game, yeah, or through the art, or through the, because mostly, you know, it's abstractive things they create, concrete or abstractive, but yeah, it's that through the art they can find, you know, their own way, because I think this is what art for all our human beings. Yeah.
You said you're originally from Sevastopol in Crimea.
Yeah. After, yeah, we moved to Irpin.
I imagine you have gone through very hard feelings for a very long time yourself. And does this project, when you are helping kids, maybe this project helps you in some way?
Of course. I think every artist feel this. The more I do such type of projects, I think the more I understand that we all are nature, and like the birds, you know, they're doing their movement every year, they're doing their migration ways, but at the same time they always come back, and not everybody, like, during the storm, unfortunately, survive, but we all will come back to the place where we was born. You asked before, yeah, if children will feel already it's not Ukrainians because they're abroad. No matter, even if they will stay, some, yeah, of Ukrainians abroad, one day they will, we all will come back, because it's our nature to be there.
Do you think you will have a chance to get back home to Sevastopol one day? Or you don't see it as your home anymore?
In our project, we are doing this a home in our postcards. And I think that everybody of us has, you know, this home now in postcards. And of course, we have beliefs we have, but the real world showing us a bit different ways. But I mean, it's very important to have this faith, to have this belief. And of course, I believe, but just to be in present moment also, we said, you know, we play with the children in the games and we are here in the present moment. In the present moment, yeah, everybody of ours has and occupied territories of Ukraine. Of they will back. It's no other way. I think so. Right for now, our home is inside of ours.
In Latvia, there are quite many Ukrainians settled to Latvia. If some puppeteer or actor of Riga Puppet Theatre listens to this story of yours and wants maybe also to help Ukrainian children here in Latvia, what would be your advice? Is it just go and play with those children and that would help, or maybe they should contact you and you could provide some assistance and give some advice?
I think it would be amazing if somebody in Latvia will play through the puppet and to make dialogue through the puppet with children, or to make the games with the puppets. And of course, we can after realizing this project, I can say that communication with each other, with colleagues, is very important. And of course, we are open to any kind of initiatives. We are ready to give feedback. We are ready to give, you know, to share our experience. Because we also, like you can see, we all are different and everybody has their own way of doing these classes. We have the same, point of view. We have the same, program, but everybody implementing it in their own way. And I'm happy that everybody, and I think if one, artist or puppet actor or puppet, representer will feel this way to do this, of course he will do it through his or her own way. But we always need, I think, to hand or to shelter, or how is it happening there? We read a lot of literature for that before doing this class. We research how is it happening there and there. But yeah, afterwards you are doing your own way how to do this.
Every interview we finish with the same question to all our guests. What should we wish you personally?
I think belief. We already have this belief. Sometimes we all lose the world when we see support and just, you know, kind things from people from Europe and from all over the world. But yeah, from Europe, it gave us also help and gave us faith. And thank you very much for talking about this and that you spend your Saturday morning time, you spend your time talking about Ukraine, and this is already important. Without faith or without, you know, hope, we can't do anything, I think so.
Yeah, thank you so much for this conversation.
Thank you very much.
Raidieraksts drošinātājs. Milzīgs paldies divam, milzīgs paldies arī Kristīnai Ļuļčenko, kuras uzvārdu es te mežģīju un nemežģīju gan epizodes laikā, gan pirmstās.
Ļuļčenko.
Superīgi. Es ceru, ka viņi klausoties šo epizodu, ja nu viņi klausīsies, tad lūži nebūs sašutus par manām spējām izrunāt viņas uzvārdu. Bet jā, katrā ziņā par pašu interviju runājot, ja mēs parasti, ko mēs domājam par lēlēm? Lēlis spēlēties, leļu teātris, tas viss mums saistās ar pārsvarā ar tikai, laikam, pozitīvām emocijām, bet jā, te cilvēks dara darbu, kas šīs te dažādās emocijas cenšas no bērniem izvilkt ārā un kaut kā ar tām strādāt. Nu, viņi pat minēja, protams, viņi nav tāda psiholoģi, kas dziļi iet šajā tēmā, dziļi bērnu prātos, ja tā mēs varam teikt, un dziļi izrunā dažādas problēmas, bet savā ziņā tā tomēr ir kā tāda terapija un noteikti noderīga un vajadzīga terapija bērniem.
Nu jā, un ja jums ir varbūt pazīstams kāds leļu teātra aktieris, režisors vai vienkārši entuziasts, pārsūtiet viņam linku ar šo sarunu, ielieciet tur tās zvaigznītes vai kas nu tur kurā platformā ir jādara, tādā veidā atbalstot mūsu un izplatot šo saturu arvien plašāk. Ja jums ir kādi ieteikumi, ar ko mums būtu jārunā kādu nākamo reizi, tad rakstiet mums drošinātājs@ Latvijas Radio LV. Pieņemam kritiku, pieņemam vērojumus, pieņemam komentārus, uzslavas un tā tālāk. Tas arī viss drošinātājs 66. Epizodē.
Jā, un atgriezīsimies jau pavisam drīz ar drošinātāju, nu jau 67. Epizodi. Tur mēs varu jau nedaudz pačukstēt, paviesosimies tuvāk frontei un tuvāk ar medicīnas jomu saistītām lietām, bet nu tas jau pēc nedēļas.
Jā, klausieties mūs, rakstiet mums, lasiet mūs LSMLV, tur katru sestdienu svētdienu vienā no šīm divām dienām tiek publicēta arī garā intervija, tāpat LSMLV lasāmi Kristīnes komentāri, kurus dzirdējāt arī šeit, tas arī viss. Paldies, ka klausījāties uz sadzirdēšanos pēc nedēļas vai arī pēc mirklīša, ja jūs šo klausāties kaut kad vēlāk un varat vienkārši uzspiest nākamo epizodu. Paldies un atcerieties! Drošinātājs tas ir skaidri un personīgi par karu Ukrainā. Raidieraksts drošinātājs.